Okay. Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Vayechi. The subtitle is Life After Criticism. We all know that criticism is not in vogue. Right? People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and I'm no exception to the case, that's for sure. We know that that really accepting criticism and growing from it is one of the great secrets of life. Unfortunately, not too many people nowadays are built like that. Instead, their back goes up, they get upset, they get bent out of shape, and that's the end of the story, so you can never criticize anybody. Mana said, what should we do? But let's look at it, you know, maybe there's hope for all of us. That that from criticism, perhaps constructive criticism, not destructive. We're not talking about whether the person who's giving the criticism is incapable of giving it properly. But perhaps we can take a look at out of some of the incredible growth that takes place out of what appears to be initially a little bit of a potch. Pach in panim, as they say, you know, slap. Once again, this is not inviting people to criticize, right? In order to be able to give musar tochacha to somebody, you really have to know what you're doing. But rather, this is talking to all of us who have been recipients, perhaps sometimes unjustifiably, but perhaps sometimes also justifiably. And instead of rolling up into a ball and either watch our self-concept turn into a desiccated pea that sort of dries up and rolls out of our head, or the other direction of becoming angry and immediately dismissing anything that has to be said, perhaps it'll give us some food for thought. And once again, I'm not being kind when I say it'll give us some food for thought. Pasuk says, "Vayivarchem b'yom ahu lemor b'chol yivarech Yisrael lemor yisimcho Elokim ki Ephraim v'chimenasha v'yosem es Ephraim v'fnei Menasha." So this is in the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Ephraim and Menasha. They become shvatim. This is the placement of Ephraim before Menasheh, and this is before he starts giving the brachos to the Shvatim amongst themselves. In other words, later on he starts with Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc., and Yosef gets his own bracha there. But this, I think, is an intro not only to the brachos of Ephraim Menasheh, but bechlal to attitudinally how we should see how Hashem is guiding our life. And then perhaps we'll understand a little bit about how Yaakov gave a bracha to Reuven. Not just a smack of telling what he's going to lose, but gave him a bracha and what Reuven did with it. But let's start here, Ephraim and Menasheh. So says the Kedushas Lev Yitzchem Yibreditchev. This actually is an exquisite piece. There's more there than that which I've quoted over here, but I think it behooves us to take a look at what he says. It says, "Bapasuk vayevarchim bayomahu lemor yisimcha Elokim ki Ephraim uvichim Menasheh vayasem es Ephraim lifnei Menasheh." Koden says the Kedushas Levi, "Navo levayer maimer chachameinu zal b'meseches Megillah." Let's first explain a Gemara in Megillah. If you're learning Daf Yomi, so you're learning Megillah, you're not up to Daf Tesvav yet, but whatever, you're learning Megillah. Coming closer to Purim, well, we were still in Teves, but okay. Yeah. Bor eish lo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basav Adam. Basav Adam sofes es hakedera v'achakach nosein l'socha mayim, u'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosein mayim v'achakach sofes es hakedera. This is a bizarre Gemara. Right? It says, look at the difference between the Rabbon Shalom. and Abasavadam. Abasavadam places the pot upon the stove and then pours into it the water. Whereas the Kadosh Baruch Hu pours the water and then places the pot upon the stove. Whoa, whoa, deep space. What does that do with the price of eggs? And it even brings a Gemara, it brings a Pasuk there in the Gemara that Kilo Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the rain and then he brings the clouds. You know, Kilo, he's got the rain already and then he takes the rain and then afterwards he brings the clouds. But afterwards we know the clouds are what are going to carry the rain in the first place. First rain and then clouds. What is the Gemara telling us? So if you look in the Gemara there are a lot of very interesting pieces there about Hashgacha. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, an unbelievable idea to understand this Gemara. He says, Dekvar Pirashnu. We already explained, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, on the Pasuk, Kol HaMachala, Asher Samti Bi Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. Pasuk Meshalach. It says, all of the machala, all the illness, Asher Samti Mitzrayim, that I placed in Mitzrayim, Lo Asim Alecha, and he will not seem place upon you, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, for I am, you recall it, Hashem Rofecha, your healer. Diyadua Maimur Chachamim, so, Hashem Yizbarach Makdim Refua Lamakar. This pasuk Bechlal, that Hashem says, I will not bring the illness of Mitzrayim upon you, right? For I am the one who heal you, right? So, Rabbi Yitzchak is going to give a unique explanation to it. He says, "Diyadua Maimer Chachameinu Zal Hashem Yizbarach." Also a Gemara in Megillah. Hashem Yizbarach Makdim Refuah LaMaka. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings the refuah before the maka. V'kavanosel b'hatzara rak b'shvil haYeshua sheYishalach achakach. In other words, he says that Hashem's Hashgacha, vis-a-vis the Jewish people, because the Jewish people, after all, are marching to the beat of Hashem's drum. We've accepted the Torah, etc. We've become Hashem's partners in the world. This is an incredibly lofty, lofty position on the one hand. On the other hand, it also places a very heavy burden upon us and others, because we're not just engaged in things of a matter-of-fact nature. We are Hashem's partners in the world. But any event, be that as it may, he says that's the idea of being Makdim Refuah LaMaka. Makdim Refuah LaMaka. Hashem Yizbarach Makdim Refuah LaMaka. The Kavanoso Batzar Rak Bishvil Yeshua. Hashem is not reactive. In other words, it's not like, okay, here is the Maka. Bang! Okay, okay, now how shall we fix this? Okay, I'll send you a Refuah. The thought of the Refuah, which will bring a person to a higher madrega, is already there in place before the makkah happens. Before the makkah happens, the refuah is already in place, because the goal of the makkah is to bring the refuah, and the refuah is meant to bring a person to a higher place than he was prior to the makkah. Not just fix the makkah, not just rid the person of the makkah, but to give the person something that he would not have had he not received the makkah. I'm not saying any of this is easy. Please don't accuse me of proffering tzidkis. I'm not doing that, right? We're all in the boat together. Stay calm, relax, listen. V'zeo kol ha-machla, loshim pe'ula, klomar, ha-pe'ula, v'ha-kavonas ha-choli, Asher samti b'Mitzrayim lo asim alecha, ki etzlecha kavanasi, ki ani Hashem rofecha, rak bishvil harefua v'yeshua sh'achakach. V'zehu, right, b'tzoras ish, Yisrael chas v'sholom, hachasadim kodem. Every Jew has to know this. Not just the klal as a whole, but every Jew has to know that the tzoras, rachman letzlan, Hashem yishmereinu, Hashem shall have mercy upon us, right, are there, right, for the chasadim that are going to take place afterwards. When, how, don't know. Ki kavanoso ba'atzara ala chasadim shemikodem rak al yedei acholi ha'odam na'ase kli lekabel ha'shefa kederach b'nei odam kishrotzen la'asos mikli kotan kli gorl tzvichem shvira. If you have a small vessel, and you want to put it together, right, in a way that it'll hold more. Perhaps to add other pieces. You can't just add the pieces on. You break the old vessel and rebuild it anew. Kein Hashem Yisbarach Baruch Hu Rotz Lashpi Ala Adam Atzarach Shehi Biyacholto Shehi Yoser Godol Kal Kein Shalach Lo Hatzara Ocholi Chas V'Sholom Shizo Shviras HaKli Kotan. First he breaks the small kli in order to be able to make a bigger kli afterwards from the pieces and I assume from what else he adds. V'zeo Maimer Chachameinu Zal. Adam Sofes is a kidera of Acha Kashofis, a kidera of Acha Kachnosin Mayim Lesocha. Right? A regular person puts the pot on the stove and then pours in the water, but no, Hashem pours the water first and then puts the pot on the stove. The idea being that the water, says Rabbi Yitzchak, is a simen to chasadim. Right? The flowing shefa, the flowing abundance that Hashem sends down. The water's there first before the pot. Amazing. Amazing. L'fi ze yivuar, says Levi Yitzchak. L'fi ze yivuar apasak anal. Ki yesh bekan diktuk. Lama kosav es habrocha. Zos bebrucha. Es vayasim es Ephraim lefnei Menashe. Why is this part of the brocha? That Yaakov placed Ephraim lefnei Menashe. We saw that. We read the Chumash. This is not Dickens. We're not getting paid by the word. Why write it again? We read it. Because that's a point Yaakov was making. Ephraim comes before Menashe. Hello, and Roim bivracha shesam Ephraim lefnei Menashe ficha chameinu yivuar shgamzeya mehabracha shabirach Yisrael dihinei kasavnu biYisrael hayeshua v'rafua mikodem v'waikir hakavana b'tzaras Yisrael v'rafua. This is to teach us that for every tzara that Hashem yishmarenu, that Hashem might send our way, but the kavana is for the rafua that is already in place before the tzara actually takes place. Val Yeshua sheba achakach deshiya kli yoser godol. Ne Hashem shel Menashe romes ala tzara. Right? Vaykroshmo Menashe kinoshani elokim. In the life experience of Yosef in Mitzrayim versus Menashe, he gave Menashe kinoshani elokim es kol ha'ami v'skol beis avi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the ability not to focus on the loss of my family. He gave me the ability not to focus on that, on my tzara, on my tzara, on my tzara. Memela, afterwards, he could have Ephraim, ki Ephrani, Hashem caused me to be successful. But first I needed to let go of my pain. And Hashem gave me that quality, he gave me that ability. Menashe first, Ephraim afterwards. That's why he thought that the bracha should go to Menashe first. That was the way that he grew. But Yaakov said, no, I want to give them a bracha in the way that Hashem is mashkiach. And therefore we must know that even before, or I call it, we're dealing with the tzaras. Right? Even before, what I call it, when God forbid the tzaras come on, we have to know that already beforehand Hashem has prepared the refuah. Because that was the goal. The goal was Yifrani. Perhaps that was the machlokas, Yosef and Yaakov. How should the names, should be B'derech Havoda, or be the knowledge of how Hashem is being Mashkiach? Yosef wanted it Menashe first. This is the way that I was Oved. First I came to, what do you call it, I came to the ability to be able not to focus on my pain. And then Hashem sent me Bracha. And Yaakov says, you have to know though, that from Hashem's vantage point, the Bracha was in place even before the pain came. Hashem shall Ephraim rumas al Yeshua. Ve'emes b'Yisrael am kadosh ha'Yeshua mikodem v'ikar kanal. Zel v'yosem es Ephraim shu ha'Yeshua lifnei Menashe shu rumas al atzara. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. Fascinating. Let's look at Ruvein. Here's Ruvim. Ruvim, Bechori Ata Kochi, Vereshis Oni, Yeses, Ace, Vieser, Az. Whoa, you are all potential. Kochi, my strength, my first strength, right? Greatness, strength. But pachas kamayim al tosar ki alisa mishkevei avicha az chilalti yitzui Allah. But you're not going to get the malchus, you're not going to get the double shvatim, you're not going to get the kahuna. Nope. Those are not for you. Not for you. Why? Because we know that back in Baruch Shem Yishlach, Chazal tell us that Yaakov moved the bed after Rachel's Petira into Bilhah's tent. And it says, whatever it says there in Vayishlach, and Chazal say that it wasn't that Yehuda actually sinned, Chas v'chalila, in Gilei Arayas, but that he moved his father's bed out of Bilhah's tent and moved it into his mother, into Leah's tent. But you don't mess with Yaakov Avinu's bed. Yaakov Avinu is kulo kadosh. The Shechina is upon his bed. Mitaso shleima. With all the cheshbonos and all the thoughts and all the, what you call the kibud aim that you're interested in doing, you don't do it. Easy for us to say, and then let's take a look at the Beis HaLevi here. The Beis HaLevi back in Parshas Vayeshev. Not in Vayeshev, Vayeshev. When it says, Vayashav Ruvain El Habor, Vinei Ein Yosef Babor, Vayikra Es Begodov. Ruvain returns to the boar, and there's no Yosef there. Right? Either the brothers took him out, or the Benjamin took him out, or whoever it was, yeah. And sold him, Vayikra Es Begodov, and he tore his clothing. Vayashav El Echav, and he returned to his brothers, Vayomar Yeled Einenu Vana Ani Ana Ani Va. Where am I going to go now? Says the Beis HaLevi, Vayashav Ruvain El Abor, in Ein Yosef Abor. So Benu, this Beis HaLevi is fascinating also. East of a medrash, Vayashav Ruvain El Habor. Ve'echanu, Rashi brings it down. Lazomer Osukai Besako Vetaniso. Ruvain is returning from where? From fasting and wearing sackcloth. He is engaged in heavy duty tshuva. Over what? Over the mice of Bilhah. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Me'olam Lo Chata Adam, says the medrash. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no one ever sinned lefanai va'asa tshuva, and did tshuva. Va'ata patachta b'tshuva, tchila. You started tshuva. Chayecha sheben bincha, by your life, Ruvain, your descendant, omeidu poseach b'tshuva tchila, ze Hoshea. Your descendant, Hoshea, comes from Shevet Ruvain. He will as be the one who will be poseach b'tshuva. Shenem or shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta v'avonecha. V'chein kos Rashi, also kai v'sak v'taniso, shebil v'yitzui aviv. The question is, v'yishl havin, arichos advorim shekos av Rashi al shebil bil yitzui aviv shem nirim ki mutarim kan. What? Says the Beis HaLevi, what are we talking about here? What is the Torah telling us? We have to know a little bit more about, we're in the middle of the story, this incredible story, right, of the story of Yosef, Yosef being sold. We saw that Reuven tried to save him, throwing him into the boar. And all of a sudden, Vayashav, he returns. From where? From his tshuva. Which tshuva? The tshuva over the mice of Bilhah. He turns Misako Taniso. And he says, Hayelad Enenu Va'anani Va. What's this parenthetical phrase all of a sudden over here? We're getting all caught up in Reuven's tshuva, Reuven's tshuva, Reuven's tshuva, in the middle of the story of Yosef. Va'inyin, says the Beis HaLevi, Dilachor Yish Lahavin Madua Ramza Torah Kan Eitzel Masi Yosef Tshuvasal Sheruvin. That it says, Vayashav Ruvin is a Lashon of Tshuva. What's that to do with anything? Gam Amro Ayelad Einenu V'Ana Aniva. He's gone and now where will I go? Firish Rashi, Anevrach Mishum Tsaro Shel Abba, where will I run from the Tsar of Abba? Vishalevi says, why is this more his Asik than all the brothers' Asik? Maybe because he's the eldest, I don't know. Yehuda is considered a leader, even then. Maybe it's Yehuda's problem. Why is it my problem? Dilamano Gea Davar, Leruven, Yosem Kol Achim. Raka inyan de Ruven bilbel yitzui avi v'loya be'etzem adavar ba'atzmo shum chet. Kosha amru chazal elbon imo tovo v'gam od mitzvah deraisa shel kibud aim. Ruven was concerned for his mother's embarrassment. Why is the bed going into Bilhah's tent now? Into the shivcha of Rachel? It should be in my mother's tent. She's the Gvira. Why not? His kavanas were excellent. And he thought to himself also, it sounds like I'm says Beis Halevi. Again, there are different approaches here, but Beis Halevi says, they all knew there were going to be 12 Shvatim. And there already are 12 Shvatim. Right? So there aren't any more children necessarily going to come from this. And we know the importance of the 12 Shvatim, connected to the 12 Matzalos, what he called. These are the Shem Yud Beis. I don't really get lost in that, but that's what he called of Haya, the Hova, the Yiyya, right? This is the structure of the Jewish people, 12 Shvatim, just like in a room, right? The faces of all the planes, they're 12, right? Four top, four bottom, four sides, what do you call it? Right? 12. And the central point is Akiva, all revolving. They knew how chashiv that was. And Ruvi say, well, there aren't going to be more children. This is it. We hit Yud Beis. Like we know from Leah, she prayed that Dina would be a girl so that Rachel wouldn't have less than two children. They knew they were going to have Yud Beis Shvatim. Shiv, thank God. They knew it. So why shouldn't I care for my mother's welfare? But now, he was mechadesh, because he had, in order to save Yosef, he had him thrown into the pit. This is sakonos nefashos. But he can't leave them up top with, what do you call, with the other brothers. They'll kill him right with their hands. So he puts him into the pit. Right? He says, what do you call, we shouldn't kill him. They put him into the pit. It's sakonos nefashos. Reuven goes back to his sack and his tinies. Gewalt, what's going to come out of my maisa now? The maisa that I did before by moving my father's bed. Maybe indeed, what he called, Chalila Yosef will die. And that will mean that I will have destroyed the concept of Yud Beis Shvatim. I will have destroyed it. Says the Beis Halevi. The king called Inyan Lo Yenogerak Leinyan Kovod Beis Oel. He thought that that's all that was involved. V'tchava Ruven Elbon Imo. Amnon Ata now Kishara Ruven Sha'achim Rotzim Lahara Yosef V'cholat Saloso Miyadom Hu La'Vashlichos O Labor. The only way to save Yosef is throw him to the boar. Sheishbun Choshev Akrovim Hare Vaday Dekvar Haya Begeder Safek Sakon Avim Kein Hare. Kishayomus Chalila, if he, God forbid, dies, if Yosef dies, Harayechsa Minyan Ashvatim Umachrachim Yos Yud Beis. They all knew about the Yud Beis Shvatim. Yaakov already back in Parshas, what do you call Parshas? Vayetze. Havali Ishti of Avoy Leah and need to start as Rashi building the Yud Beis Shvatim. They all knew about it. Umshimhachi ata chaza ruvein lahosif sak v'tainis. Ruvein never left his tshuva. Look at the ramifications of my act. I take responsibility for that also. Shabilbil yitzui aviv nisyare dilma masav gormush yechzeku minya shvatim. Vishumhachi, because of this, says the Beis Halevi, Nirmas kan shuvaso da'ata hosiflis anos. When Reuven saw the potential repercussions and ramifications of the act that he had done already back in Parshas Vayishlach, now coming to fruition because perhaps Yosef is going to die. He returns to his sack for Titus. Gewalt. What have I done? What have I done? This is a whole new approach to tshuva. Not just, you know, Hashem. Not just Hashem, you know, don't hit me. I'll do tshuva so you don't hit me. But Hashem, I realize I was your partner. And when people in big positions do mistakes, the repercussions, right, and the reverberations have an effect for a long, long distance in space and in time. And Reuven takes responsibility for this. And then returns to the boar from Sakovataniso, maybe Yosef, God forbid, could die, and Yosef's not there. Yosef's not there. Yosef's not there. Va'ana aniva. I must take responsibility for my actions. Where will I go? How will I hide myself before my father's tsar? My father perhaps should have had another child 17 years earlier. Interesting. Ubezeh, continues the Beis Halevi. Mavur gam kin siyum divrei medrash. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'olam lachata adam lefonai. Va'asa tshuva. Va'tapasachta b'tshuva tchila. Question is, no one else did tshuva? Adam did tshuva. Right? First one did tshuva. And so too, and the medrash continues. Right? Ma'olam achata adam lefanei ve'asa tshuva v'ata patachta v'tshuva tchila chayecha sheben bincha omid uposeach v'tshuva. Your descendant, Hoshea, he will record, he will be poseach v'tshuva. Shuva Yisrael Hashem l'cha. Hello? Northern Neviim spoke out tshuva? Moshe Rabbeinu says v'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha. Right? Shuva Yisrael, what do you call? Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about tshuva. There was no concept of tshuva before Hoshea. The Chorakasha says the Beis Halevi, V'chi Hoshea ya, Novi HaRishon, Shehizir ala tshuva, V'ri kol Nevi'im yisiru ala tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu batori yisiru alea. V'shavta ad Hashem elokecha. Raka Inyan says the Beis Halevi, D'ru v'in harei osa tshuva al chet shalo aso, klal v'lus kavin lo. He's doing tshuva not on the act that he did, he's doing tshuva on the repercussions of the act that he did. He's taking responsibility. The michshol that would take place later, that's taking place now perhaps. The loss of Yud Beishvatim. If perhaps I hadn't done what I had done, there would be now another Shevet. B'nim says she'atshuva shelo haya kodem b'yes ha'michshol. He's doing tshuva beforehand. He's doing tshuva now. What's going to be? What are going to be the repercussions of my act? Where is Yosef? Where is Yosef? V'zeu shedikdik ha-medrash v'amam ma'olam lochata adam lefonai v'asa tshuva v'ata pasachtam tshuva t'chila da'ad ata, until this point, lo haya mi shi'asa tshuva ha'guna b'lo pachad me'a'onesh. He did tshuva without pachad from the onesh. Gam acha shekvar chata mikodem v'avata pasachtam b'tshuva t'chila pirusha pasachtam b'tshuva gam kodem shenol arachet. You were doing tshuva. You're doing tshuva now and you don't even know what the repercussions are. You see the potential repercussions, but you're doing tshuva now. Where is Yosef? Does that mean that maybe Yosef is gone, it's finished, and that I ruined everything backwards? Responsibility. Recognize the repercussions of one's actions. Not just don't smack me. We're Hashem's partners. Partners take responsibility. And for that reason, says the Beis Halevi, Yatsa Mimen Hoshea, Shomer Yishuv Israel, perished Hoshea, Amar Gamkin Tochacha, Achatoim Shel Niskavina Adam Lahem. Shuv Israel, Hashem Elokecha, Ki Choshalta Bavonecha. Because sometimes we weave a tangled web, and we do one action or another, etc., and then we stop. but that creates a snowball effect. It has repercussions. And afterwards we slip up, right? We create for ourselves an atmosphere that we can't extricate ourselves from. And afterwards we're an onus. We didn't mean it. We didn't afterwards because, you know, I did this and I had to, because that I had to lie. And because I had to lie, that I had to steal. Because I had that. But I didn't mean those other things. I didn't want to. It's like it says in Tehillim, Lagabi the Lashon Hara of Doeg, it says, Kishar Mlutag Wikot. Right? Your tongue, speaking of Lashon Hara, Lagabi Doeg, Kishar Ketar Mlutash, like a sharpened razor. A person uses a straight razor. Of course, not in a place that it's asar. A person uses a straight razor. He didn't mean to nick himself. He didn't mean to nick himself. Right? But because it's so sharp, that's what happens. Though he didn't want to cause initially the death of Novi or Akonim, because of his Lashon Hara, though, one thing led to the next, in the end, he's held responsible for it. And that's precisely what Hosea is saying. Reuven becomes the master over here of responsibility for all of the repercussions and the reverberations from one's actions. Yehuda is the master of all tshuva. That's not our discussion right now. And he also, what he called this tshuva, and style of tshuva, but the sense of responsibility of how far-reaching are my actions, that's Reuven's tchum. So Yaakov mentions to Reuven, you have all this greatness, but you're not going to get it in the form of Malchus, not in the form of Kuna, not in the form of Bechora. But you have this greatness. And the greatness of Reuven is his teaching of this aspect of tshuva. In Sefer Bamidbar, Rabbeinu Bache, when describing the Degolim, the traveling of the Jewish people through the desert, first travels Yehuda and those who accompany him. And then afterwards, Degel Machane Reuven, Hagabadorum, Hagabal Tshuva. Atshuva he chesed godol me'abor yisbarach al nevrav. V'hu posach tchila ba'atzolo v'rachem v'shnem v'yishma ru'uvin v'yitzileyu. Right? Reuven. The ramifications of our actions. Every day in Shmoneh Esrei, Chazal teaches us, the Shibboleth Leket, brings Medrash, that every one of the brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei made its appearance in the world long, long before the Anshei Knesset Gadol officially put this Nusach there. Magen Avram first appeared when Avram was safe in the Kivshon HaEish, the Malachi Asharis after Avram came out, Magen Avram, right? Yitzchak steps off the Akedah, the Malachi Asharis, Chaya Mesim, etc. The Bracha of Tshuva, Shivinu Avinu L'Sor HaSecha V'Kavinu Malkinu Bor HaSecha V'Chasivinu B'Sishuva Shleim L'Fanecha. This first made its appearance. Kesha'asa, says the Shibboleth Leket, Peshim the Medrash. Kesha'asa Reuven Maisa Bilo, Pilegesh Aviv Niknas Avlov Misa. Kesha'asa Medaktik with Reuven, Kechuta Sara. Miad Chozer Betshuva, Dechsiva, Yoshav Reuven El Habor. We're a little bit wiser now, right? Amrav Yochan, Shechozer Betshuva, Vachaya, Dechsiv, Yechi Reuven, Val Yamos. Reuven taught a whole new avenue, an aspect of tshuva, of how deeply a person has to rethink his position. Yechi Reuven v'al yamos. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Reuven. Yechi Reuven ba'olam hazeh, says Rashi, v'al yamos l'olam haba, shlo yizach lo maisa bila. He's totally mekadesh that maisa. He grew from it. He taught from it. He becomes the symbol of tshuva that every Jew when he says the bracha, Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha, Rabbeinu Shalom, turn us around, right? Hashivinu Avinu L'Sorasecha, turn us around to your Torah. Then we should look at the Torah. Karveinu Malkeinu L'Vorasecha, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not here, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us close to what we experienced through the Avodah. Hachzireinu B'Seshuva Shleim L'Fanecha, finally, the closure of the bracha of tshuva, Rav Ram Ben Agros said, let's talk about it, and give us the capacity. I don't want to be marachin it out because it's not our topic, right? Vachzivenu v'seshuva shleim l'fanecha is talking about bring us all together as we return to you. These are the three fundamentals of Torah, says Rav Ram Ben Agros in his Perush al HaTefila. Vachzivenu v'seshuva shleim hashivinu avinu l'sorasecha, Torah. Kaveinu malkeinu l'vodasecha, avoda. That our hearts should be open to one another as we return to you as a unit. And this bracha came to the world first through the tshuva of Reuven. Out of the ashes, or what appeared to be the ashes, of Pachas Kamayim al Tosar, but the Yeser Seis, the Yeser Oz, would be manifest in Reuven in a different fashion. He would teach a whole new world of tshuva. And finally, Sif Se Kohen says there in Zosa Bracha, Chi Uvein Vayamos, Lo'on Mi'chi El Misha Meis, Zer Ruvein, Shehemis Atzmo Besak V'tainis. The Maisa Bila will be forgotten, because it brought out of it incredible tshuva and lessons in tshuva. He was Memis himself, Besak V'tainis, Shehemis Ane, Kosh Omru Chazal, he'd returned prior because he was concerned of the ramifications, the repercussions of his actions. He brought life to the world. Reuven, Reuven, Reuven. The person who dies without doing tshuvas has indeed died. Person does tshuva, and we learn that from Reuven, he's alive, he's always alive. Vayamos, Yechi Reuven Vayamos. So, criticism, you can actually live after criticism if we have the strength to take to heart some of our issues without either getting so down on ourselves that we become a pool of melted ice cream. And if we prevent ourselves from having our backs arch in anger, don't tell me what to do. But if we learn to accept, again, once again, this is not an invitation for people to criticize others. It's for those of us who've experienced the criticism, right? Hopefully in a warranted fashion, not an unwarranted fashion, how to build upon its ashes an incredible, incredible, incredible palace. Yechi Reuven Vayamos. Okay. Halavai, we should be able to pull it all together. Have a good Shabbos.